can not touch their own devotee. But why should she tell him like so? It will be that partly he will be the son of the devotee. You know her? Partly. But fully, he cannot touch their own. Ananda and the devotee. You should know. Swami, you have sometimes, in the beginning he has written like this, that he was adopted son of the devotee and Ananda. But after that he has admitted all these things. Are not admitted, he knew this fact. And gradually, like Sukadeva Goswami has said, he follows Sukadeva Goswami. So really, all Brajavasi know that Krishna is son of Ananda and Yashoda. Not of? He becomes some, what? Ananda. But now Krishna is admitting that Krishna is son of Ananda and Yashoda. You should testify to me. Why is Krishna called such a mother and father? But Uddhava should know. My father and mother are so dear, but most secret thing is that my most dearest are gopi. So that is Uddhava. Gopi nam, my mad diyo babadin, matkan dai sai dina. This is the goal. Taking my message to gopi. Gopis are feeling so much separation, so much, more than Ananda and Yashoda. So you should go and pacify them, not with your logic, not your tattva, not of your intelligence, by heart. Anyone can pacify, giving my only voice. What I am telling to you, Matsan Desha, my message only, the words of my message. You should tell all this is untold. Not missing anything, not a single word. And you should go to what is untold. Then they may be helped. How the gopis are, Krishna is admiring, glorifying gopis. With his own mouth, ka man manaska, mat prana. Madhatya Tatya Daivata. Here is the glory of Gopi. Krishna himself as looking and telling. I think that there is none in whole this world that they can verify Gopi like Krishna. Why is Krishna from this? And he could not glorify him then. So why? That is why he took the beauty and made up Radhika. He made the glories of Gopi, and he made his guru Vishakha Devi, Sikha Guru, and then he knew something. Now, in the shape of, in the cause of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can glorify more than Krishna. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not descended to this world, anyone has no any idea of glorifying Gopi, especially Radha and Krishna also. To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are so lucky to come in his life, in his line. So much. He is telling, Manmanastha, all the gopis. Manmanastha, what is the meaning of Manmanastha? That in his their whole mind, Abjad, they are totally Abjad Bhindi. Nothing else, and day and night, 24 hours. They think of me and they have all already Abjad Bhindi. How? That I tell a story. Manmanastha Matrana. Matrana. And their Matrana means life. And that is how Gopi. When Krishna came from Vrindavan and came to Mathura, then they would have been dead without Krishna. But they were not dying fight because Krishna was there light their time, so they have not time. And also, matrana, all the good is that, my life, not my priya, my life is all the good is that. मतलब फिर तक तो गई है और मी जब जगन ऑल द गई है गई एवरीथिंग द डेकोरेशन द सेटिंग एनीथिंग एंड ऑल जॉब द लक्ष्य माने व गई सम एम ओनली जॉब डिलीवर नो वन अदर क्रिश्चियन that Manasa Agata totally observing me ki satya lok dharman sa madat se kaam bhi dharma that given up that all kinds of sainu dharma sanatan dharma everything your husband everything for me So I must say, what? I must say, इनको भक्तों के संग करूँगा. I should must suppose. Those who have left everything for me, those who will leave everything for me, in any time, I must nourish them and support them. This is his promise. So you should. Always remind this, you are giving up any all things, everything. And always remembering Krishna, observing Krishna. Then you should be not in any doubt that Krishna will surely support you anyway. So don't be worried for your supporting, melting and anything. We are depending on our relatives, but at the time of birth, they cannot support. They cannot say that. That's what he can say. So he is telling that I must support and nurse. Oh, that is why you must go there. Maita priyasam prasthe durasthe gopulastriya bayanto ani dhimu yanti deha kani thai dhisa. And here. And there, control separation. They cannot do any job, nothing, even getting any remnant of prasad or anything. Always they are waiting for what? Oh, Krishna has told and promised that I am coming just as now. So all are wanting waiting for that. They are thinking that, oh, day after tomorrow, day after tomorrow. Krishna has told. So when day after tomorrow comes? When? That's even better. Oh, Krishna has told, so day after tomorrow, tomorrow. 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 And that's it. All the gopis are not entering in Braj at their houses. Where they are? In forest of Nandana. Kadambate are Uddhava. Uddhav Kyari, Arkadamba Kyari. Anyone cannot see. Only by the grace of Krishna, Mati of Krishna, or Yogmaya, only Uddhav Kyari. Dharyanti ati krishnina praya, prayanana kathamcham, satyagamani sandeshya kalabhyomani madhati. Only they are getting that life that Krishna has promised that he will come. And they know that Krishna must come. Some coming tomorrow. That is why they are. But when Krishna will come and we will die, then he will not see us and then he will also die. So one need to please Krishna. That Krishna should not be unhappy. They are anyhow keeping their life. So you should go. Then, who gave you? Vaijayanti Maya. Who gave you? Golden Shrine. He's getting garments. Cotton cloth. And also the chariot of Kamsa, golden. And he was going in the way with Uddha, telling all these things, how gopis are, how Nanda Baba is, and all other things. But Uddha saw that it would be very late. So himself he went on the chariot and sat there. And he kept the horses in the room. Krishna was still there, standing. He was looking towards the rest. And after that, when rest was out of his sight, then he was looking towards the dust. And when dust was also suspended, then he was thinking of gopis and gopis. Then anyone come and he took away. Gaur Pranam. You know that all these human beings in the whole world, even you are in America, the richest person now is the day in the whole world. And you are not with so much money, your house is full of all kinds of comfort and happiness. Very, very beautiful wife you have. And then she becomes of 1 year, 2 years, you can develop, and again you speak up. And very good children qualify. Everything is okay. Having 2, 3, 4, 5 jobs, no harm. So you, but even there are so many problems. All are suffering. Especially those who are rich, more suffering than anyone. So in this life, anyone is not happy. And this life is full of misery, problems, difficulty, sorrow, suffering, oldness also, and so many things. The road full of roads, busy roads. In this world there is none who has never tested any kind of suffering, sorrow, or problem. I think among you there are so many rich persons. But any of you can raise hand that have never had any problem, without problem, and I am always all time unhappy. Can anyone say? Oh, today morning you are telling that I am sick. I remember. So in this world, whether you can be king, prime minister, president, or anything, only if there is any devotee, surrender to Krishna, he may be. But he will tell, I am not happy. He never will tell. What he will tell? Oh, very big problem. Why am I alive? Why am I not dying? Because I have no darshan of Krishna. So in this world, anyone is not happy. So all the jivas, they want happiness. There are so many sufferings, problems in this world, and all are unhappy. That is why all want pure happiness. But it is uttered in this maya samsara. In this? That is right. All the Vedas have told, Sukham me bhua, Dukham me ma bhuta. All the Vedas are telling. But we should always be happy. Always happiness comes to me. And suffering should not come. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told, Tamanna Rahmanam Dukkhattai Sukhayaka Paste Patam Vitaryasam Mithin Sarana. In four ways, all are trying to have happiness. They want to be happy. For this, they try themselves at mixing with wife and husband, sometimes whole family, sometimes like Sanyukta Rashtra, assembly of all the United Nations. This right, but they cannot take war, they cannot change anything, because they are themselves having so many problems. If they have so many problems, how they can solve other problems? They cannot. So it is saying that we are trying for happiness, but our suffering, our soul, is strong. They come, and they keep their fist on our head, and thought sadly, thought we'll have to face, thought sadly. We are bound to face them. Can we have any remedy to escape from old age? From death, never. So all one. That I should be happy. But only one thing will do, all one. But all are dukkhi, all are suffering. But it cannot be said that always they are unhappy and they have no little, say, a piece of happiness. Oh, they have. But that happiness is like a very little. And at once they pass. Again, second, all the problems coming, suffering coming, like this. He said that all this Brahmi will be solved and you will be happy. In the meantime, you are saying, oh no, these are questions. So we are trying to something from when you are married, at once you are saying that, oh, at the day of marriage, oh, very beautiful, very beautiful. And next day you will see, you will want some ornaments and so many things. Or she will have some told that you should not have anyone. If you have any girlfriend, you should. She cannot do. And so many problems come. So, in this life, there is no pure happiness. But we, anyhow, we want pure happiness. And what is pure happiness? There is happiness, but not in this world. And that is called Brahmanam. What a he can fix in himself. If he can attain salvation, then he can test Brahmananda. No distress at all. But Brahmananda is also not pure, not any affirmative, negative way. Like, what is negative? What negative? If a man had caught anyone and he was going to stop, stop him, Then he was crying, "Save me, save me, save me." And he was about to die. And he was pushing. But the only man came and said to him, and then he said, so this is salvation and this is Brahman. Not positive anything. But if you are serving Krishna, really that is what you want. Otherwise, not. Krishna, when Bhagavan talks, Ananda, Anandam, and Brahma. If you are not following, serving something, remembering Krishna, this cannot be happening. So this is called not Brahma Ananda, this is called praying, love and affection to Krishna. And these are so many various of things. So he wants happiness. But he does not know what is happiness. Really, this to serve Krishna and the love and affection of gopis, serving Krishna, and they are having so much ananda, ananda pure. So, really we want like such love and affection, but we don't know what is that. But we want to happiness like that. Or if anyone wants to be happy, Krishna has transformed into Shastra. So in Shastra is written that if you will follow my instructions, you can have that kind of love and affection. And in all Shastras, Srimad Bhagavatam is Amal Shastra, to whom you can rely or believe. He cannot cheat you, because Srimad Bhagavatam is the embodiment of Krishna himself. For in all Shastras, it has been written that if you will serve Krishna, then you will really be happy. If you are chanting, remembering Krishna, then by being happy to Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna sang Bhagavan Krishna, he'll be happy and then he must be happy. But Srimad Bhagavatam has telling, he is telling some difference. First, Srimad Bhagavatam is telling, all jivas, you have no power. No, you have no qualification that you can serve Krishna. Never you can. You are like powerless. You cannot serve. You cannot call Krishna. Never you can. All Shastra has told that you should remember and call Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hello, Master, Master, Master. It has told in Vishnu Purana or Avatara, not in Srimad Bhagavatam. So all Shastra has told that if you should do bhajan to Krishna. But Srimad Bhagavatam, what you can, or you cannot call Krishna. Oh, Krishna is descending to call you. He cannot be put out of the mercy. He has descended to this world. You can go there and say, can you go to Vrindavan, go to Navadi Dham there, get this, you can go there. You can call him. But Krishna says, the Krishna of Srimad Bhagavatam, you can not be there. He is his clothes. And his descendants should be sat in the land. And he was crying to us. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, just it. When you hear that, you should give your ear. Only ear. Not I don't want anything. Guru, the real guru, qualified guru. Mallikai. Oh, give your ear to me. I don't want anything. Your wealth, your anything I don't want. I want you. And I want to purify your ear. And by ear, I will give something in your heart that you will be happy for, that a transcendental happiness will come to you. There are no other process to be happy. You are trying from consciousness, but your trying has no power. How your cry? I'm getting an example. Our crying is like this. Oh, that was a very beautiful cry, very powerful. All the devotees were there. And those who are sitting Srimad Bhagavatam, telling Harikatha, he has so much fear. And also, and it was quietly, it has become quiet. And he was telling like this and that. And he was just all their attentively hearing. And an old lady, oh, he was sitting there. And always weeping, tears coming. The Sathya Baba who was sitting in Harikatha, when it was finished the class, all went gracefully. And lady was there. He called that lady, oh mother, oh yes, very tight to accept you. My first Harikatha touched you. And why you are weeping so bitterly? Then he again began to weep more and telling that Baba wants to say, I had a fight. Not bakari, bakari. Male goat. And he was so strong. And he had so much beard like me. Just sometimes I used to give something to eat and then be happily used to eat like this and that. So when you are telling Baba Harikatha, your dear, like my, I remember always my dad God, and anyhow, and has just stolen away what to do, I am waiting for that. So our calling to Krishna is like that. So, it may be some length, but not some length for Kibimba. Reflection. Our ati should be here. So, we cannot have that kind of ati. Ati means? Teacher. With separation mode. From heart, core of heart. But Krishna has this. And that is why he is descended. Oh, lakhs and lakhs, koti. More than us, he is waiting for us. Because he is father of father of father. Beloved of beloved of beloved. He has so much love and affection for us. Oh, they are suffering so much for getting me. They cannot come to me. They cannot even call me. Weeping bitterly, not hurt me. So I must go to them. And that is how we present. Weep is close. His all duty, essence of all the duty he is, and he says, and he is calling us, that we are not here. Try to realize this. Sarva bhuta manoharam අජත් යදම් කලෝ බාම දිසානන් ඔහේ You cannot hear the sound also. Hear nothing, qualified. So, we cannot go to Krishna and call. That is why Krishna came. Even in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, conjugal voice, they came. Then he took Nara. And he went here and there, and he took Sanna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Bhagavata is telling like this. නිගම කවිත කරේ ගලිතන කලම් සුකම කාබ අමෘත දරසින් නිගම ඊයක භාගවත මරසමාලයෙන් බොහෝ වේ ප්‍රති කිසි දෙකෙන් ලයිට් ක්‍රේ නිගම කවිත කරේ ක්‍රේ නෝ නැති නැති වල්ලිය රස 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 and he was brought by whom? It is his son in Guru Parampara. So, Krishna has descended to this world to call us. Why? Oh, don't be suffering. Be happy. Transcendental happiness you should have unto you. But we are not qualified even to be. We don't want to be transcendental happy. Oh, Bhagavata is telling, Sangha Dayalum Charanam Braja. He's asking to all others, Ved, Upanishad, Puran, Mahabharata, Ramayana, to all, Srimad Bhagavati is questioning. Sanva Dayalum, Saranam. He's asking, but no need replying. And then Srimad Bhagavati himself, Oh, but even if Sankara, even a demon like Krishna, always taking the place and new blocks of very every breath. So this demon and when to kill Krishna. And what did he do? He sent his God, he sent his body, and he sent to Vaishnava, more than God. So this is why to serve Krishna and to hear Krishna. We should be qualified. How can or so any qualified devotee? Like Guru, devotee, something. Without you cannot go. So all Shastra told us all human want happiness and they want to meet with Krishna. Bhagavad tells that Bhagavan wants you. You know also that in all Shastra it has been told that when Krishna went to Mathura and Gopi was feeling separation, then all Shastra are telling what? That Gopi sent any hansa from that to Mathura to tell their separation way, how they are suffering. But Srimad Bhagavata is telling another thing, that Krishna is suffering so much and he was suffering so much that he has to send his messenger. Understanding? What is Arna sending? But Krishna is sending because he is so merciful. So merciful. So bhakti is so much kātar for Bhagavan. Kātar means? Always suffering, while waiting, feeling separation. Hankering. But Srimad Bhagavata was telling opposite. Krishna is hankering from his body. Always. Krishna always calling for his place. We cannot call with her. So we should try. But you can only try when your heart is so empty. And you have taken the shelter of any high class of devotee. Then Krishna has come and has gone to Mathura. Now in the beginning I told 5 or 6 questions. Yeah. What question? Braja, Vrindavan, Gokul, Mathura, Gokul and all others. Braja, Vrind, is a place of so high class of love and affection. Vrindavan is sunshine, earthside, rasa. So high Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and to Jaya. Why? Why? So there is a question. The Thai Krishna, who is Vasanatra himself, and Vrindavan is also Vasanatra. And even in Lakshmi, secondly, if he went, if there was any cause, we go anywhere for any special reason cause, and if cause is finished, we return. So if Krishna has left Vrindavan for any special reason, a special cause, that cause should be finished, and he should return to Vrindavan. But he never returned. What is the answer of this? Anyone wants to leave the place where he receives so much love and affection. He doesn't want to taste any lower kind of like if you are having rasagolla, then if anyone giving you some food in India or anything, you can say, you want to say, rasagolla. So, why Krishna? Lover like Gopi, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, and others. And quickly he left in a day, and he never returned. Why? Third question. Oh, he is not coming. Forever. But he can come, time to time. What harm? If anyone has gone to America from India to make some money, and if money is sufficient, and then he can return. If in case he is not returning, but he can go to India to make his relatives, he may go. So Krishna is not going to meet their relatives, to follow one another. He could go, but he is not going at all. Or today he is sending a messenger, but why not himself again? He is sending messenger. Messenger can do something that Krishna can do. You know that devil is not satisfied. Well, only is satisfied if I am going there. But he is sending messenger and giving fast a letter to them that you should give this Sunday. This must be given. Or if there is a heavy reason, cause, important cause or reason that he cannot return to them. Then there is some way that he can call all the Brajavasis to Mathura or Dwarka. There is no nothing of any space, so much space. He can do anything. He can supply all houses and boarding and everything as he gets hosted all Mathura Vasis. So he can bring all, and he will be in Dwarka, he should be in Mathura, and with all Brajavasis. Why is not bringing them? Or if you want to know all the answers of all these questions, then you have to go to infinite Bhagavatam. With any high class of devotee who has served his Gurudev, the devotees, and he has served Bhagavatam with Bhagavatam. Having many, he should serve Bhagavatam with, because the key and lock is in the hands of Mahabhagavatam. We don't want to serve any Mahabhagavatam. We don't want to give honor to all, but we want that our all ancestors be satisfied. How is that? So Krishna is so much to him, sending his son answer to the devotees. Oh, go. And tell some this answer. So that there may be a devotee like this. Now you are coming to the question that answer. That it is the first question and answer. Why he left? I told one reason of praying forever. This is so worried. But gopis went with me, the self preparation was for future, and they become like lifeless, including the gifts in Mahabhav, in what? Rindachit Arasya, in Dibyan Mahab. You cannot imagine all these things. I am feeling so much separation. Burning in fire of separation. So please want it. That. If I am out of Vrindavan, they will feel in separation, and in separation mode they will reach me. In dream, even? In any day. They will see Kamal and Devil embrace like Krishna, that all directors are, we are meeting with him. And then they will be happy, and they will take something, and they will take something. So I must say. Secondly, he is telling that it is true that anyone wants to be there where he is plenty of ananda. Happiness. You don't want to go to any place where there is less happiness and less love and affection. But this is not the nature of Krishna, supreme personality of the Godhead. His nature is some different. What? He has lakhs and lakhs devotees everywhere. Also, there are some devotees in Mathura, and there have been given so much suffering by sons, feeling so much. From whom? the same birthday are suffering from the very day when their marriage was going to hold. Krishna was there for about 10 years. Eight months in Braja. And from beginning of marriage, eight sons were there with Krishna for so many years. And after that, 10 years, 8 months now. How much years? Together? 19 years. Yes, it may be. It may be like 20 years, it may be. And being suffered by some. So many persons left Mathura, they started here. And those who were there were always waiting and suffering. So, how could they come? He also takes care. And if he is not taking care, then he is not merciful at all. Also, Pandavas are waiting, Kunti is waiting for Krishna that he is to come and help us. Draupadi is calling him, oh, I am now becoming sinless. And she is calling bitterly, oh, keeping his hands, oh, Govinda, Rati Sarana, Adhita Jivana, now I am done. What Krishna will do? It is playing in Raslila, in Vrindavan, in Bansi, but what he will do? He will have to say that. Any bhakti.